Hey, everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, and I'm joined, of course, by my old pal, Oggy. And it's been a difficult week, really, for Oggy, because he's had to literally trawl through the dustbins of the elites of history. So he's having a little bit of a fragile time at the moment. I'm kind of surprised that he wasn't in the list. What list? Come on. Where have you been? Have you been asleep under a rock? You'd leave the planet? Did you head off to Mars with Elon? No, come on. The Epstein list. That's what it's all about this week. And that's kind of what we're going to focus on this week, right, Oggy? Because we know it's what you want to talk about. And there's lots to talk about, right? Now, of course, first thing to say, we think here on the Moscow Mules, now, you know, we love the Big Don, we hate the Big Don. And in fairness, we got to say, our view here is that he did release them, right, Oggy? At least he let them out. He let the dogs out. And the Big Don did release the files, right, Oggs?
Absolutely correct, Che, and I was very relieved to find out that Epstein was just chasing after little cute rectangles.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't chasing after little girls. He was chasing after black rectangles. Yeah. A lot of the stuff, you have to ask yourself, they give a bit, but they kind of tantalize a bit. Who's behind there? Why did they block out that email? So they're showing what's going on, but they're telling you absolutely nothing, right? For sure. And we think this video kind of demonstrates that. Yeah? Run it, Oggy. So surreal. So bizarre, right? And the rectangles are actually moving around the table. So it's a black rectangle. They didn't want to blur it. But it had to be a black rectangle, like as in redacted. It's a bit...
Maybe that's what they can do. The only thing they can do.
Hell. Black rectangle. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, who is behind those rectangles? And that's where it gets kind of spooky, right? So maybe it's time to tone down the humor a little bit, because the reality of what Epstein did, not just Epstein, remember, without the vast network of elites, the Europeans, the royalty, the other billionaires, the very, very powerful people. Jeffrey Epstein would have been just another creep, right, making a few bucks in New York. But he wasn't just another creep. He literally had his fingers, pardon the pun, in every single pudding, right, Oggy?
Absolutely correct, Jay. And jokes aside, some of the emails I had to read were absolutely disgusting, like this one.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty creepy. We put a few of them together. Run it, Oggy.
Meet me at class 9:30. So many hot girls promise. 30 between 6 and 7. Promise an abundant of young flesh. Love.
He kind of looked like, I watched a long form video of him being interviewed by a guy called Bannon. Yeah. And he seems kind of plausible. It's always the quiet ones, right? The nice ones. The mummy's boys, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. Actually, people just like you, Oggy. So let's get into a bit of detail with it. Oggy and I have put together a few graphics, a few things that we think are interesting. And one name that you're going to see appearing again and again when it comes to Epstein and his greasy little cabal of friends is the Rothschilds. This, you know, almost empire of money and power and banking based in Europe, right? We've dug up an interesting email where the Rothschilds and Mr. Epstein, or his assistant, or his little friend, unknown friend, are talking about, guess where? Ukraine. Yeah, lots of opportunity to dig around in the bloodbath and the shit show that is Ukraine. And we also noticed something very interesting, that Mr. Epstein was going to be heading to Ukraine just a couple of weeks, basically after Mr. Z, the heroic Mr. Zelensky, who's clean as a whistle, wasn't elected and backed by Igor Komoisky, this guy, Viktor Pinchuk, this guy, the greasiest, most nasty bunch of bastards that ever walked on two legs. And of course, Mr. Pinchuk features very heavily, guess where? Yeah, in the Epstein files. Let's have a look at the Rothschilds connection. Very interesting. Run it, Oggy.
From A. de Rothschild to Jeffrey Epstein.
We'll be at home tomorrow night. Will you be free? And let's discuss Ukraine.
Jeffrey Epstein wrote,
Ukraine upheaval should provide many opportunities. Many.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, people call you a conspiracy theory for saying this. It's like he's a conspiracy theorist. Everything that you've said was a conspiracy is true?
That's right, RG. We were starting with the medical laboratories installed by the US in the Ukraine, also confirmed the Epstein.
And of course, the massive scandal about, you know, organ transplantation, child trafficking, you know, the bio labs, all of that stuff was all Russian disinformation. We made it all up, right? Yeah, and Hunter's laptop, Oggy, you know. And speaking of Hunter Biden and his laptop and Russiagate and fakes and hoaxes, we're going to talk soon about this whole idiotic idea that this is a Russian thing. Of course it is.
Of course!
Sleepy Joe didn't appear in the files, right, Oggs?
Maybe they did invite him, but he just slept it out.
Or maybe he was just in the shower with his daughter. So that's the network of the oldest banking family, I think, in Europe, the Rothschilds, right? They've been basically bankrolled every single war, every conflict, everything that's gone to in Europe. The Rothschilds have made a ton of money out of it. So the next little group we want to talk about, who probably aren't irrelevant either, is who, Augie?
It's the Royal Degenerate Families.
Oh, the Royal Degenerate Family. Hello, Andrew. How are you getting on? No longer Prince Andrew, thrown out of your palace. I say it's a rather bad thing, isn't it? Thrown out of one's palace. Well, Prince Charles, your brother, or King Charles, as he's now known, he actually has 15 palaces. So I'm sure they can find a little hidden torture chamber somewhere to install you in, you pervert. But this isn't the British royal family, Augie. No, who is it?
Is the Norwegian royal family, and precisely the Crown Princess, Miss Mette Marit.
Ah, well, of course. Now, of course, she was asking Mr. Epstein for financial advice, right?
And if she should put naked women on the poster for her kid or something.
Now, what is it about these people?
I don't know, Che, but... dear viewers, her son is now facing 38 counts of rape.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's nature or nurture when it comes to the royal families of Europe, it seems. But this is what you get when you interbred. You don't just get a wee chin. It seems you get a penchant for whipping little kids and doing all kinds of unspeakable satanistic to them. Yeah, for sure. Run the video, Uggs.
From Crown Princess.
You take my brain. It is the cocktail of all the unnaturals that have a profound effect on the early stages of development in humans. But I guess that would be La La Land. Great. We can just design them in a lab.
So actually in this email, Miss Mette Marit is discussing creating designer babies with Epstein. And she says soon people won't be able to make new humans anymore. And that would be great La La Land.
You are very charming, you know.
Of course I know.
Is it inappropriate for a mother to suggest two naked women carrying a surfboard for my 15-year-old son's wallpaper?
She really probably shouldn't have put that wallpaper on.
Oh, wow. I mean, Jesus. I mean, it's very, very creepy stuff, isn't it? So, look, let's park the royals, because they are creepy little incestuous little groups of fruitcakes, right? Anyway, okay, royal families. They seem to be, from the ones we can see.
They're also extremely rich.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to help, though, does it, when it comes to normality? Seems the more money you got, the more perverted you become. So let's move on to the next group that we've singled out, and that is kind of the tech people. And there's one tech guy that you all know. And again, it's the nice guy, Mr. Jumper. You know, I grew up in my garage evaluating mathematics theorems, and I discovered the most powerful computer in the world. You know, I didn't even know I had a penis until I was 58 years old. You didn't know you had a penis, Bill, until you contracted syphilis and stuck it somewhere you shouldn't, and your wife caught it. Yes, our old pal, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, the man behind the plan. Now, Bill, apparently, according to the files, as we're going to see, developed a different kind of antivirus, and that was a bottle of pills to cure the virus he caught off some chick he was banging, courtesy of good old Jeffrey Epstein. Correct, Dogs?
Oh, we can only hope that he just banged her.
We can only posit that he banged her. We don't know what exactly happened. And again, we have no proof whatsoever that Bill Gates is a lying, slippery, creepy...
satanic cannibal.
...pedo island-attending psychopath. We don't know that, just like we don't know anything about the Jewish connection to Jeffrey Epstein. We don't know any of that.
What we do know is that Melinda Gates basically confirmed all the weird he was doing there.
Yeah, and this was a long time before the files actually got released, or this batch. This was just in the rumour phase when Melinda Gates came out and said, you know, I didn't believe him. I kind of divorced him. Because, you know, and you ladies watching, our female fans, of which we've got many, thanks to Augie, will confirm they have this radar for pervs, right? Women, they will say, like, I don't like that guy. He's a bit creepy, okay? The ladies got the radar, and this lady, Bill Gates' lady, got the radar for Bill. Yes, Bill, you're on the radar, and Melinda is going to shoot you out of the sky. Run it, Uggs.
I have to acknowledge the elephant in the room at this moment. Mm. Your ex-husband, Bill, is named in the newest tranche of Epstein files.
I think we're having a reckoning as a society, right? No girl should ever be put in the situation that they were put in by Epstein and whatever was going on with all of the various people around him. No girl. For me, it's personally hard whenever those details come up, right? Because brings back memories of some very, very painful times in my marriage. But I have moved on from that.
I kind of don't believe her. She tries to make it sound like she was never aware of anything.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that you were not aware of it, right? Or that you didn't know. There's a bit of Nuremberg about this. I had absolutely no idea why all those Jewish people were going into the factory behind me and only hats and shoes were emerging. I thought there was some sort of time travel module in there. Is that you in that Nazi rally? Me? Maybe. Oh, it seems to be me, but I have no recollection of it. No recollection. Just like Lord Mandelson has no recollection of getting $75,000 from Jeffrey. Seems that being caught kiddie fiddling on a pedo island has a very negative effect on memory, Augie. Okay, let's leave Bill Gates where he is, behind his little computer in his mother's garage, pretending to be the nice guy, and move on a bit. And we want to talk about the whole idea of conspiracy theory just a little bit, right? Because a lot of that we've said, and we've said it already, you know, in the past, we try to marginalize people. You know, the vaccine could be dangerous, you know, it could screw your life up. Give me a break, the vaccine. Yeah, come on. You know, there's all sorts of labs going on in Ukraine. It's a money laundering. Zelensky's a dictator. No, he's not. He's a hero. He's Churchill. Give me a break. Now, when it comes to Epstein, one particular voice was potentially silenced because she disappeared after saying this, and you're going to see the video in a second, was a Mexican model who attended an event which was sponsored or in which Epstein was, let's say, involved. And she had a kind of a breakdown out on the street, outside, making the most wild allegations. Well, they seemed to be wild allegations back then. I think it was 2006. That they were eating people. Now, cue Mr. Putin saying they're filling their stomachs with human flesh. It's a satanic vampire's ball, all this kind of stuff. Was he speaking in cryptic tongues? Is he speaking sort of about something he actually knows something about? The Russians may know.
There is a strong desire among Western elites to freeze the current unjust state of international affairs. For centuries, they have been stuffing their bellies with human flesh and filling their pockets with money. But they must understand that their vampire ball is coming to an end.
This girl never actually got to tell her story. Augie, tell us a bit more about her before we look at the video.
So it was 2009.
Oh, 2009.
And that was 21-year-old Gabriela Rico Jimenez, a young model. She was participating in one of those secret elite events, and then she breaks out of the room and starts screaming absolutely unbelievable that time stuff. And then she was never seen or heard of ever again.
Whoa. Okay. Let's run the video and have a look at what exactly happened. Really, really spooky stuff. Now that we know what we know, check it out. Run it, Augie. Wow. It's hard to believe that's an act, right?
The viewers note her behavior, her reaction. She seems really at the point of hysterical breakdown.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not some play.
Yeah, the last time I saw somebody that upset was when Augie got the internet bill for all the porn.
No, we've got to remove it. Better take that out.
Now, something else that we kind of noticed here, Augie did actually, was that Epstein and his cabal are creeps, okay? And these are very creepy people. At the core of it is profit, this greasy desire to make money any way you can, war, debt. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what these people want. They want money, okay? Although he denied it, you know, he was after the cash. Now, we found a very interesting little video where he's talking about, you know, basically, how do we exploit children in video games? Think about that. Now, anybody watching the show has got a kid who's more than 10 years old. They're probably playing something online, right? Everybody does. I mean, everybody uses online. But this idea of microtransactions, okay? Now, you might have thought that Jeffrey was only interested in micro penis. So they weren't just interested in children in a sexual nature. They were interested in exploiting them financially too. Now, I know they paid for the sexual services, for all the massage, all this creepy that's what went on. But generally, your kids, everybody's kids, are getting exploited online thanks to this brainwave Mr. Epstein had. Now, he was a very cute operator. He was a very intelligent man, no doubt about it. He kind of came up with the idea with the head of one of the biggest gaming companies on Earth at the time. And I think it was Call of Duty, which is an incredibly big blockbuster game, which exploded online. That's where he came up with this brainwave. He talked to the boss of Activision. And the rest is history. Really interesting stuff. Run the video, Augie.
From Pablo's Holman.
I am all for indoctrinating kids into economy.
Indoctrinating kids.
You gotta love how his example for real-world rewards is virtual items in games.
Yeah, spooky, right?
How evil can these people get?
So let's leave the world of the online game-playing and go back to the real world of political game-playing that's happening right now, particularly in the UK, around a certain gentleman, Lord... Peter Mandelson. Now, Peter Mandelson is a very interesting character. He's been this permanent fixture in British left-wing politics for decades, involved in the Labour Party, okay? Advising several prime ministers, being the man pulling the strings, a real grey cardinal in the background. He was known for many, many years in the UK as the Prince of Darkness. Now, it just so happens that Mr. Mandelson was also a very close friend of, guess who? You guessed it, Jeffrey Epstein.
What a twist!
He was known to Epstein, knew Epstein, and even after Epstein was convicted of being a paedophile, he maintained a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, and he was appointed as ambassador, check it, to the United States by a certain... Yeah, the Starmer Fuhrer, the creepiest bastard that ever stood up on 2 feet in the British House of Parliament, in my view. This is absolutely remarkable stuff. Now, that's the background to Mandelson. He knew what Epstein was. He stayed there. His partner, husband, received thousands of dollars to do a massage course from, guess who? From Jeffrey. Mandelson himself received $75,000, at least, from Epstein. I have no recollection of it. You've no recollection? Surprise, surprise, Augie. Eh? Yeah. What a nasty man. Now, we reckon here, right, Oggs, that old Sir Keir Starmer believes he is done for. Now, we cannot mention, because there's a super injunction in the UK right now about four Ukrainian male models that burned Mr. Keir Starmer's car, his house, two of his properties, attacked him for male models. They're not male prostitutes. Now, there is an injunction in the UK, so we could get myself into a lot of trouble talking about the fact that that case is ongoing right now and that Lord Mandelson is a homosexual, a prolific homosexual, married to a dude as well. And they were all very close in this thing. No, so it's not a gay mafia running the whole lefty show. Yeah, and Lindsey Graham is not a homosexual either. Yeah, so let's have a look at Mr. Keir Starmer, hands shaking somewhat as he sees this train called accountability coming straight down the tracks at him. Oh yeah, You gotta love it. Run the video, Augie.
Mandelson betrayed our country, our parliament.
Talking about himself?
My party.
Mandelson.
Mr. Speaker, he lied repeatedly to my team when asked about his relationship with Epstein before and during his tenure as ambassador.
Imagine being a prime minister of the UK and tell everyone, I was lied to by my own man.
Of course you were fucking lied to. Of course you were lied to.
But can I reassure the House, Mr. Speaker? Let me reassure the House. The process for deciding what falls into those categories will not be a political process. It will be led by the Cabinet Secretary.
Be led by the Cabinet.
He has to hold his other hand.
Oh, wow. Very interesting, isn't it? They reckon that the body will show what the mind is thinking, you know, a lot of times. Just like the fact that you're a rampant rapist, Uggy.
So, Che, let's play a game. Imagine you're a degenerate Western politician. You're just finished diddling and eating kids.
Yeah.
And you've Check. Been caught doing this. So Check. What do you do in this case?
Oh, that's quite simple. I have two choices. I can own up, say sorry, help the victims, and promise never to do it again, and just, you know, take my punishment. Or I can blame the Russians. It's a game show. Welcome to the Blame the Russian show. So first thing we're going to do is do the usual headline ping pong about how the British press just so happened at the same moment, It wasn't MI6 or anybody who said, quickly, blame the Russians. Press the red, blame the Russians button. Yeah, it was. Okay, so this all happened at the same time. Just like the completely unprovoked full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which everyone started to say at the exact same time. Yeah, it's a complete coincidence. Augie, over to you.
So Telegraph posted an article saying Epstein's links to Putin and Kremlin spies raised fears that he was a Russian agent.
What? And here we have the Washington Post, which is a lot smaller these days because they sacked all their war correspondents in Ukraine. We're so sorry for you. Yeah, not. The Washington Post, Epstein built ties to Russians and sought to meet Putin. File show.
And of course, there's the of them all, the Daily Mail, which came with a headline saying intelligence sources believed Epstein was running the world's largest honey trap operation on behalf of the KGB.
Oh, hell. Now, one thing that you should bear in mind before we actually show you the video here is if Epstein was a Russian agent, a senior Russian spy master at the center of this Russian compromat ring, he probably wouldn't have to ask. You can check this out. He wouldn't have to ask Mandelson, who was a senior British politician at the time, to try and help him get a visa to come to Russia. Woody, think about that. Yeah, I'm a spy chief in the Russian KGB or FSB, but I still got to ask a British politician to help get me a visa to come into the country to see Putin. Yeah, that makes so much sense, right, Augie?
Absolutely correct, Che. And moreover, Telegraph has called in some kind of expert that claimed that Mr. Epstein got acquainted with Putin in some underground bar in the 80s or something.
Yeah, I know who that guy is. That's a guy called Christopher Steele. Now, if you look back at who Christopher Steele is, Christopher Steele just happens to be the British MI6 agent who made up all the about Iraq that killed a million people there. A really trustworthy guy, yeah. Anyway, move on. Run the video, Augie.
Was a Russian source. Ghislaine and Epstein were introduced by actually a Russian agent in 1985 in an art gallery in New York, which was a front for laundering money by the Russian intelligence services. Epstein was collecting compromat.
The latest tranche of documents does reveal several references to Putin in emails that have been sent by Epstein. Haven't been able to make the direct link straight to Vladimir.
It's like they're ticking off points they're told to hit by their editors in MI6. Mention Putin, okay? Yeah, and wasn't he mentioned Putin? Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. Was he wearing a Putin face mask? Oh, yeah. What was the face mask? Was it one of Putin's fakes or doubles? No, it wasn't. It was definitely Putin. And it was definitely Mr. Epstein. I saw them both with my own eyes. So, of course, as soon as the Brits sort of released their orchestrated show drivel fest that this was a Russian operation, okay, it's so retarded, right? Who, Augie, let me ask you, okay, there's an international competition on in the middle of a desert somewhere, right? A Russian guy trips over and knocks his tooth out, and he's lying on the street, and they call for someone out of the crowd to come and kick out another tooth. What nationality would it be?
It's Poland. You don't even have it. It's Poland.
The Poles. It's the Poles, the Professional Polish Victim Society. And the head of it is a man called Donald Tusk, speaking of teeth. Now, Donald isn't the brightest lamp in the box, but he's always a good man to roll out to blame Russia for just about everything. Now, we're not saying that there isn't a history between Russia and Poland. I mean, there was several invasions, several problems. Now, where the Poles invaded the Russians, by the way. Froggy, what was it, 16? Oh, splat. With the Poles started, by the way. And then the Polo-Lithuanians did it again. And then eventually the Russians kind of got sick of it and went and kicked the shit out of them. I mean, I think that's basically it, isn't it? No, I'm joking. But there is history. History that we will be visiting quite soon in a project that Augie and I will be revealing to you. You're going to love this. So let's have a look at Mr. Tusk, okay, being rolled out. Donald, old chap, I think it's time for you to get behind this hill. Russia is behind Epstein. Well, they find a picture of me screwing my niece. Yeah, that's what's going on. One of Uggs.
There is a second reason, one that's strictly political. There is an ever-increasing number of traces, Basul Kirshen, an ever-growing amount of information, and more detailed commentary appearing in the entirety of the international press, the worldwide press and global media outlets, concerning the disturbing suspicion that this absolutely unprecedented pedophilia scandal was actually co-organized by the various branches of the Russian Special Intelligence Services.
You misspoke Israel, yeah, of course, yeah. It's so retarded. I mean, it's so retarded, but they still do it. They still keep doing it, they keep rolling it. You throw enough mud at the wall, and a little bit will stick, Augie.
Knowing the audience of these outlets, not a little bit. But I have a question for you, Che.
Yeah.
If Epstein was a Russian agent, mm-hmm. Say he was doing this for a bottle of vodka or whatever, why he's so fond of, as I noticed in the email, of calling everyone Goy?
Well, I think he miswrote that. He was trying to say he was fond of Chinese food. He said soy. He meant Goyim, which is a kind of old Yiddish term for anybody who ain't a Jew. Sorry, there you go, I said it. So hang me.
Let's just play the video, Chate.
From Barry Zellin.
I will tell you this. It is an interesting scene at the colony on Friday night at Club 10, and the Goyim in general know how Goyim to have a good time.
From G Vacation.
No, Goyim in abundance.
From Peggy Siegel.
Is it going to be 100% Jew night? Even Perlman on Yum Yum has some Goyim.
From Larry Fink.
I'm writing another anti-tax bill screed. I don't want to use rifle shot benefit for Virgin Island billionaires, but want examples of this kind. Please give me two.
From Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know of any. They did a great job closing most, at least for the Goyim.
Yeah, this is a Russian operation, right? It's not Tavarish or Brat, it's Goy. Now, look, it's kind of like COVID. If it's going to happen, let's make some money out of it, right? In France, this kind of retarded actress, I think her name is Lee Salami, is that her name?
Yes, and she's also coincidentally a very close friend of Macron.
Completely coincidentally. Now, she was in front of a committee in France, explaining why a TV show that she'd been recruited for had paid like tons too much for it. It was like ridiculous. They were like raping the thing. Pardon the pun. She's kind of caught. So what are you going to do in this current environment? Think the fraud cops are coming in. Think about why Moscow Mules is the best show on TV. Quickly. Oh, it's the Russians' fault. Yeah, she actually said this, right? Oh, I actually took, 10 times more money than I should have done to prevent the show falling into the hands of Russians like Shay and Augie. right? That now you should have told us. If only you had said, take the money and out you go. Well done, my dear. Oh my God, it's just unbelievable. Run it, Uggs.
If I weren't a co-producer, to be perfectly clear with you, this show could, without my consent, be hosted by someone else. That's how it is. Or it could be bought by a foreign company without me giving my approval. For example, a Russian company that might want to buy the format of Kelly Puck. If I don't have any say in the matter,
just drop it in there.
Me, they can
roll in
it,
the grenade.
If I don't like it.
Just drop it in. Yeah, works every time. And of course, as usual, it's important not to forget the wider context about all this stuff. You know, distraction war in Ukraine, distraction war in Iran, distraction war in South America, everywhere you look. Now, just don't look out your window. If you live in Europe, America, you know, the UK, don't look out your window what's actually happening outside your window. You're meant to turn on the TV and get the scared out of you. While the people who are in charge of your country are basically having sex with children and then pretending they're not and blaming it all on the Russians. Come on, you know, sew the thing together. It's time for wakey wakey. And what's actually happening in the UK, Augie? When you look out the window, Saturday morning in a nice part of London, what do you see?
You're gonna see probably Russians hammering their entrance into some store to rob it.
Yes, they're hammering this. These are Russian thieves smashing a window in broad daylight at 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday morning in the gentle suburbs of London. This is Russians smashing a window in, stealing all the jewels so that they can pretend that they're British people and they're going to plant the jewels in a paedophile's pocket like Mandelson. Yeah, give me a break. Run the video, Uggie.
This is what you see when you look out your window.
Yeah, so don't look out the window. This is the whole idea. Do not look out your window.
So I think the left one is Vladimir Putin.
Yes, and the other one is definitely Viktor Orban.
Yeah, clearly.
The two most evil human beings that ever lived.
We're so sorry, our dear Europeans.
Yeah, and there's Robert Fiso in the getaway car. Yeah, it's the three banditos. Now, of course, in the UK, it's probably hard to find anybody from the UK right now because they're all hiding in their houses, right? Rape every hour at the moment. Now remember, this is UK police figures. A rape every hour in the UK in the Metropolitan District of London. We're not making that up. 80% of rapes aren't reported. So what's the real number of rapes every hour in the UK?
Oh, gee, you mean the case when they raped dozens of kids in the UK and nobody reported it to the police?
Yes, that's the one where the Asian rape gangs that, you know, nobody wanted to investigate. Mr. Starmer, shaky hand, how are you getting on? Well, we're going to end this section on a high note, okay? You might think that all is lost for Europe. Deindustrialization, prices rising, massive immigration, pedo rings, a clown show political elite propping each other up as they fly across the world on a paedophile's private jets. It's all gone to right? No, wrong. Stop the press. It's going to be okay. There is hope for Europe. And that hope comes from the giant military and economic powerhouse known as Estonia. And the brain box professor of intelligenceology by the name of Kaja Kallas. Now, Ms. Kallas is the top diplomat in Europe, despite having absolutely zero diplomatic education or experience. And she's admitted that she's not the brightest spark and not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But at least she's been honest for once, right, Augie? She's admitted that, I'm not that bright, really, but I'm trying to read and learn. The problem is, right, when you're the senior diplomat in Europe's most difficult period in literally a century, you're meant to be smart before you get the job, not after. You're not meant to read up on it. Oh, so I'm the top diplomat now. I'm the pilot of this Boeing 747 now. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, sure, all good. Thanks. Yep, ciao. How the do you fly this thing? That's basically what she's saying. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just beyond belief that these are the people leading Europe. No wonder it's going down the Run it, Uggie.
My reading list is quite
quite long. I'm not telling you what I'm reading right now, but it's also about the history of different regions. So by the end, when I finish this job, I will be very smart.
Hold on. Just tell me, repeat what she said in the last line.
She promised us that she will finally be very smart.
And Europe will be a smoldering pile of rubble because of what the war they start with Russia, or try to. I don't think the Russians are going to bomb Europe. It's not going to happen. They've already done it. They've seen that film before.
Unless you ask for it too much.
I think they're asking for it now, bro. So that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. Again, we love making it, and we love the fact that you guys are watching in bigger and bigger numbers. It's great to hear from you. Do drop your comments, do get involved, and let us know what you think of the show. Now, this week, of course, what's becoming more and more apparent is the countries and the leaders that the corrupt, perverse, sick elites who are running the West are telling you are the bad guys. None of them are on the Epstein list. Right, Augie? Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, they weren't there. Why is that? You know, the Ayatollah in Iran, they couldn't make it to the island somehow. But the people who've been telling you all these boys are the bad guys and they're going to eat your babies are probably actually having barbecued babog themselves. That's the reality we're facing right now. And we're also very interested, and we're going to watch, and you're going to watch with us, as the arrest counter clocks up with this vast amount of evidence of wrongdoing against the elites in Europe and America. How many have been arrested so far?
Well, Che, the number of people, except for Epstein and Ghislaine, arrested over raping, eating, and doing whatever the they were doing with kids, right now is exactly...
So we think it's clear who the good guys and the bad guys are. Maybe the good guys are actually the guys that have been called the bad guys by the guys who said they were the good guys who were actually having sex with children. So until the same time, same place next week, look after yourselves, mind each other, and we'll see you then.